Doing multimedia work for agriculture.com as the assistant multimedia producer. I have Justin Davey here, and Justin, agriculture.com has just been launched, or I should say the new version of the website. But one of the things we'll talk about here is mobile, because mobile is certainly growing. It's grown tremendously. I understand that with the new site, you're going to have a new version of your mobile site as well.
That's right. We're really excited about it. We've had a mobile site for a while now, but we're kind of taking it to a completely different level. One of the main features of our new agriculture.com kind of focuses on interaction, farmers interacting with each other, and, of course, us as editors and multimedia folk interacting with them. And we're really trying to do that through the mobile medium. Mm-hmm. So,
well, and what I think some people kind of think of sometimes on mobile versions of a website, it's kind of like a dumbed down version.
Right.
It's just got a few features in there. Yeah. Really, if I understand it right, although it is a mobile version of agriculture.com, it's still going to be very functionally interactive with features that are some of them going to be new. And why don't you tell me what some of those might be?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We'll still have the table stakes being news, weather, and markets and our editorial content. But like I said, we're really plugging in a few interactive features that we're really excited about. A big one of those being photo uploading and sharing. Mm-hmm. So from the field, farmers will be able to snap a photo on their mobile device, upload it, and browse photos that other farmers have taken. So literally share what they're seeing from the tractor cab and see what's going on in different parts of the country. We'll also have a mobile poll function where, of course, users can vote on the specific poll of that day or week and view results as well. And then we're also excited about an ag reminder, which allows us to kind of remind farmers of certain topics that will help their farm business. So there's a section where we'll have daily, potentially daily reminders of things they can do that day to really help their farm business. And then they can also go back to a repository and view past reminders of things that they could have missed. And then I guess one other thing is we'll have a mobile version of our discussion groups. So from the mobile device, they can discuss their specific issues and topics with others.
All right. Well, looks like we've got much more to come, because as we all know in the online business, every website and whatever version it is always a work in progress, you know. So we'll look for the new mobile version of agriculture.com soon. That's Justin Davey telling us about some of the things we'll find. And from here at the Successful Farming Headquarters, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.